What is the most important problem facing Wisconsin? Do you think the state is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? Do you think Governor Walker is doing a good job? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of his challenger, Mary Burke? If the election were held today, who would get your vote for governor, Scott Walker or Mary Burke? Is your mind made up, or do you need more information? We'll be discussing all of these questions, which we posed in the latest Wisconsin survey conducted by the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute for Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 9th. We begin releasing the results of our spring 2014 poll this morning, and we will continue throughout the rest of the week in the mornings and on Central Time in the afternoons. We will talk with our survey analyst, Wendy Scattergood, about the results in the race for Wisconsin governor and the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin this hour. And we will welcome your questions and your answers at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
So let's do the nuts and bolts right off the bat. Let's not dwell on all of the poll methodology, but when did we do the survey and how did we do it?
It's a random selection of landline and cell phones survey for active residential landlines and cell phones in Wisconsin. We surveyed 401 people, and we were interviewing people between March 24th and April 3rd.
There we go. So we asked a number of questions, including what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? What is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin?
I don't think anybody's going to be surprised that it's economy and jobs. 35% of people said that that was the most important problem facing the state.
Yeah, and then what?
And then it was followed by government dissatisfaction. So there's things in that category are people who don't like Walker, people who don't think there's partisanship going on, or that they feel that money runs politics in Wisconsin, and those kinds of things are in that category.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of, issues like the environment or poverty and those types of issues, where are they?
Not very high. Environment came in at number 10. Only 1% of the people talked about that. And there were a couple of people that talked about water quality issues, a couple of people talking about the mine, actually, and worried about the environmental impacts of that up north. And then income inequality came in at number 9, actually, with 2%. And we haven't really seen a lot of that in the past several years. So that was something that was new that came up both in the most important problem facing the state as well as the country.
Yeah. And do you suspect that the issues that turned up as the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin will be the issues that we hear about predominantly in the race for governor?
Yeah, I think these are the long-lasting issues that we've been seeing over the past several years, and so they don't look like they're going to go away. One other thing that came up that we haven't seen in a while was infrastructure. That came in at number 5, actually. 4% of the people talked about how poor the roads were and that need more investment in infrastructure.
It's pothole season, too.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's do the drum roll here. We asked if the election were held today, who would get your vote for governor? And looks like Governor Walker would be reelected if the election were held today.
Correct, yeah. Among all of our respondents, and these are just everyone, it's 55% for Scott Walker and 40% for Mary Burke. When we asked them how likely they were to vote, among the likely voters, it's very close to that. It's 56% for Scott Walker and 40% for Mary Burke.
Well, that 15-point lead by Governor Walker is eye-opening, given that some other polls in this race show Walker with a smaller lead, or even one showed the race tied. Of course, that was several weeks ago. To what do you attribute this gap?
Well, I think part of it may be the selection of the sample. I mean, all the surveys are selecting samples. And so, for example, when you look at the Marquette poll, which was, as you say, much closer than ours, and then you compare the self-identification of party identification between the two surveys, that we had more Republicans that were in our random sample than were in Marquette's also random sample. And that's part of just drawing a sample. But also, their sample was drawn from registered voters, and ours, as we said, is active landline and cell phones.
Yeah, we did
so
ask people.
So ours is a broader population.
So because they weren't selected as specific registered voters, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did ask if they're likely to vote, though.
Yes, yeah, and the results basically came out the same. It was a little bit higher for Walker, actually, 56%. And we also asked them how committed they were to that vote choice. And of those who were totally committed, 64% said that they were going to vote for Scott Walker and 35% for Mary Burke.
Hmm. Well, so tell us about the demographics of our sample.
Well, one of the things that's interesting, so as we said, we had more Republicans than Democrats in the sample, 37% of Republicans, 32% Democrats, and that vital 25% of the independents who are kind of in the middle and go back and forth between the parties.
All right. And again, I didn't want to make this into methodology, but if the sample turns out to be more Republican than Democrat, do pollsters typically just say, okay, well, that's the luck of the draw? Or do you ever say, well, wait a minute, we've got way too many people saying they're Democrats, so we've got to call some more people to see if we can find more Republicans?
No, we just say that's the luck of the draw. It is a random sample, and so that's just how it turns out. And, you know, we don't know from, we know that partisan, there are some changes in partisanship, particularly in times of polarization, not necessarily people switching parties, but switching between saying they're an independent and saying they're a Democrat or Republican. And that, you know, that just may be the way that it comes out. That same thing happened when we, in the recall survey that we did in the spring of 10, we had 39% Republicans and 32% Democrats, and you know the outcome of the poll was pretty close to the outcome of the election.
Mm-hmm. Well, also Governor Walker's approval rating in our latest survey, 59%. That's the highest point of his governorship. It's a 9-point percentage rise since you asked this last fall. That's also because of the sample, or could there be other reasons for that?
No, it looks like that's a genuine trend. And we've seen, he started out in the spring of 11 at 46%, dropped down to 38% in the middle of the collective bargaining issue. And then after the recall election, it went back up to 52. It's been kind of holding at that low 50s for the last couple of years, and then now we're a significant trend upward to 59%. And we can see that also in looking at the percentage of people who think the state is going in the right direction. So, again, the governor's approval rating is 59%. People who think the state is going in the right direction is 57%, and that also has increased. That was the first, when he came into office in the spring of 11, it was 38%, and then it's gradually just increased over the years to get to 57 now in the spring of 14.
And we also asked whether our poll respondents viewed Governor Walker or Mary Burke favorably or unfavorably. What did we learn?
Well, one of the things we have to be careful of when we read this is how many people have maybe not heard of Mary Burke, and that's going to affect the favorability ratings. So including those, we look at Scott Walker, 28%, very favorable to Mary Burke's 8%. Somewhat favorable, they're pretty equal. Scott Walker's 30%, 33% for Mary Burke. Somewhat unfavorable is 12% for Scott Walker and 20% for Mary Burke. Very unfavorable is 29% for Walker and 12% for Mary Burke. But 14% said they hadn't heard of Mary Burke, and another 13% said that they weren't sure what their opinion of her was. So if you just look at favorable overall, it's 58% favorability for Walker versus 41% for Mary Burke. But then when you take out the people who haven't heard of her or aren't sure, and you just look at the people who have a favorable or unfavorable rating of both of them, Scott Walker has a favorability rating of 58% versus Mary Burke's 55%. So it's a lot closer when you sort of take out the people who don't know who she is.
Yeah. Well, is it what is your takeaway from our poll results? What's your analysis of the race at this point in time?
Well, I think for an incumbent always has an advantage in the sense of people who are perhaps less involved in sort of the day-to-day politics of what's going on in the state are still going to vote. We're a very civic-minded state. We have one of the highest voter turnout rates in the country, except Minnesota always beats us, so mm-hmm. we have to work on that. But so what happens with that is they tend to favor the incumbents, and that's particularly true if they sense that the economy is getting better. That's very, very favorable to the incumbent. So that's going to be difficult. He also has a lot more name recognition, obviously, than Mary Burke does. So she's got some work to do there. I mean, there's certainly room among the people who are somewhat committed or might change their mind, and that's particularly true of the independents, that 25% of the electorate that could. I mean, they are more likely to say that they could change their mind before the election. So there's definitely room for Mary Burke to move in these polls, but a lot of that will depend on people's perception of the economy as we get closer to the election, because that's going to if it's good news, then that's going to favor the incumbent.
We are talking with Wendy Scattergood. She is an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute and an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. And we are discussing our Wisconsin survey results in the race for governor and the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. And we are asking you this hour, if the election were to be held today, who would get your vote for governor and why? And what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? And which candidate for governor would do a better job handling that issue? What is your view on those questions? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 23 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 9th. What is the most important problem facing Wisconsin, and which candidate for governor would do a better job handling that issue? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up, we will be talking with a guest from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and a guest from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. After 7 o'clock, we'll talk with Mike Tate and Brian Schimming to have them tell us why we should vote for Scott Walker or Mary Burke and why. And we'll have you sound off on that some more coming up in our big questions segment after 7 o'clock. Right now we are talking about our results with Wendy Scattergood, assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And our first caller is Randy in Madison. Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
What's the most important problem facing Wisconsin?
We really need to get rid of Walker. He's, unfortunately, he's proven to be a very, very dangerous person in our state for jobs and the economy, and he has no business touching union jobs. Wisconsinites are progressive, and we've been progressive for years, and we think highly of union jobs. No one has a right to touch those at all.
Well, and I'm sorry, Randy, how is he touching them?
He's getting rid of the bargaining, collective bargaining. Oh. Him and his Republican colleagues are trying to get rid of union jobs if they can. They don't want them.
Did Act 10 and collective bargaining and maybe right-to-work issues come up in our survey, Wendy?
They did. A few people actually mentioned Act 10 specifically, and a few more people talked about the same issue as Randy and those similar concerns.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much. And when I said, what's the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin, Randy said Governor Walker.
Yeah, when in that category of sort of government dissatisfaction, the majority of the responses that are in that category are saying that Walker is the problem and various things about him. Somebody called him a fascist.
So Dale on Facebook writes, jobs and raising the minimum wage to a living wage are the most important problems. So there we go. It's not just... some people could say that the economy and jobs are a problem, but they might have different takes on what to do about that problem, right, Wendy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there a lot of people just said jobs and unemployment in general, but then there were a significant number of both the state and the country's problem that talked about the lack of high paying jobs or the lack of jobs for middle class people or people with college educations. At the state level, what we particularly found in that economy and jobs category was that we weren't attracting or keeping businesses here. At the national level, we see more of the worry of jobs being sent abroad. I think at the state level, it's more of kind of losing out competition to other states.
And we did ask about the minimum wage on the survey. We have posted our survey results on our website, WPR.org, so it's no secret. I know we will be talking more in depth about the minimum wage results on Central Time. I don't know. Is it tomorrow afternoon, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
To remember, tomorrow afternoon will be the minimum wage. But can you give us a hint, if you have it in front of you, do we generally support or oppose raising the minimum wage?
Well, we asked two different questions. The first question we asked was about whether it should be raised to $10.10 an hour, and 57% of respondents favored that. And then we asked the second question that says currently the minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 an hour. Do you think the minimum wage in Wisconsin should be raised, lower, or kept the same? 75% think that it should be raised.
Yeah, so that's a candidate who supports raising the minimum wage would have the support of a majority of people.
Yeah, and including among Republicans, too, mm-hmm. particularly for raising it above $7.25. Actually, the majority of all Republicans, Democrats, and independents said that. So 96% of Democrats said it should be raised above $7.25. 54% of Republicans, 81% of independents.
All right, more on the minimum wage issue tomorrow afternoon on Central Time. Carl in Madison is with us. Hello, Carl.
Yes, good morning. I think if people believe in the common good, if they believe in community, if they believe in education or in the environment, and certainly in issues like climate change that matter a great deal to me, I'd like to think that Mary Burke will be a solid candidate, but I'm positive that Scott Walker is a disaster. I think that anyone who wants to work for the betterment of the state and betterment of opportunity for people in the state needs to work for somebody who is a coalition builder, who works from a positive framework, and who truly supports the common good in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and Carl, can you tell us why you think Mary Burke would do a better job, especially with climate change?
Well, I think that the issue right now, Scott Walker was heavily funded by the Koch brothers, who are a major contributor to CO2 emissions through their coal businesses and other carbon-intensive businesses. They do very disingenuous work putting out false information and turning people against one another instead of against the real issue, which is a warming globe that everyone can see at this point is in ill state of repair. And so when you've got backing like that, certainly you're not going to be working in the direction of a healthier planet. And I do believe that Mary Burke, while I don't know her exact positions on climate change, boy, it would be hard to be worse than Scott Walker on such issues.
Very briefly, Wendy, since we have news coming up, did climate change come into play?
No, we really saw people saying environment in general, as mm-hmm. you mentioned, and then the mine.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about climate change, because I know we asked a question about that as well. We are talking about the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey, the Wisconsin survey. We are releasing the results in the race for governor during this hour, and what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. What is the most important problem facing Wisconsin, and which candidate for governor, Scott Walker or Mary Burke, do you think would do a better job handling that issue, and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Wednesday, April 9th. We are releasing the results from the Spring 2014 Wisconsin Survey from Wisconsin Public Radio and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We are discussing and analyzing the results on the Wisconsin governor's race and the most important problems facing Wisconsin during this hour. After 7 o'clock, we will have two guests debating which candidate for governor, Scott Walker or Mary Burke, would do a better job leading the state in our Big Question segment. We are talking now with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and Associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Just before news time, Wendy, we heard from a caller who said that he thought climate change was the most important issue facing Wisconsin, and he thought that Mary Burke would do a better job handling that issue. He thought that Governor Walker was too tied to the Koch brothers and, I guess, fossil fuels. So we did ask about climate change in our survey. Those results will be discussed in more depth again one of these afternoons, maybe tomorrow afternoon on Central Time. But what did the survey find when it comes to our thoughts on climate change?
Well, we asked about what they thought was causing or whether it was even occurring, and 33% said that they felt it was primarily human-caused. 22% said that it was primarily natural causes, 36% both equally, and 5% felt that it was not occurring. And there are some partisan differences there, as you might imagine. Democrats were most likely to say that it was primarily human-caused, 50% of them did. Among Republicans, they actually 35%, which was the most percentage in any category, said that it was both equally. Only 10% of Republicans said that they felt it was not occurring. And then among independents, they also felt that it was both equally human and natural causes.
Our caller did think that Governor Walker was too linked to the Koch brothers. Did the Koch brothers come up in any way in our survey when we asked about problems facing the state of Wisconsin or the governor's race?
They did, yeah. They came up both in relation to Walker and then also in relation to a more general comment about there being too much money in politics, but that people were specifically saying the Koch brothers.
And that ended up in the category of government dysfunction?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Nancy in Wausau next. Hello, Nancy.
Hello there. I definitely think that the issue is, well, I run on three issues, which is jobs, education, and health care. But the jobs in the state of Wisconsin have not improved, not living wage jobs, jobs that would provide you with health care and a few other things. And I think Skywalker has done a very poor job of that. The state of Wisconsin in the month of February was the highest in the nation for foreclosures. So he definitely is not doing a good job. I would definitely have to say that Mary Burke would be the candidate for this fall.
Yeah, and when it comes to education and health care.
Yeah, education, health care, and jobs, big time on jobs. I'm also a candidate for the 86th Assembly up here. And we're not seeing any recovery from this economy. Yeah. And it started with Act 10 and just kept rolling.
All right, well, again, there's jobs. Again, to recap for those just tuning in, jobs in the economy, according to our Wisconsin survey, the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin by a wide margin, Wendy.
Right. The number one was economy and jobs at 35%. Number two was that government dissatisfaction or dysfunction at 15%. So it was quite a difference. And then number three was education. And most of the things in the education category were that it wasn't the funding. There wasn't enough funding or resources. There were a couple people that mentioned poor quality, a couple people that didn't like the testing and the core curriculum issue. There were a couple people that mentioned school choice. One person said we actually need more choices, and then a few people said that school choice is actually a problem.
Mm-hmm. And number four on our list, budget deficit, taxes.
Yeah, that most used of to the be, stuff that, in here was taxes.
Yeah, it was mostly taxes.
Yeah.
Too high?
Yeah, too many and too high.
Yeah. Well, Governor Walker has made it one of his priorities to try to lower taxes and just recently signed another tax cut. That's likely to be an issue in the campaign as well?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be somewhat overshadowed by the other issues that are above that in the ranking. And there were also a bunch of people in that same category that said that spending cuts are the problem.
They're anti-austerity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you mentioned that number five, infrastructure, including bad roads, made it kind of high on the list, maybe for the first time. I don't remember that ever making it on the list.
I don't remember it ever coming up either. And so that was definitely in there. And there's a couple of people in there that mentioned that was kind of associated with worrying about, okay, now that we have the budget more under control, we should make sure that our infrastructure is being properly maintained.
Yeah. The number six on the list was welfare issues. Does that mean poverty, or does that mean people think there's welfare fraud going on?
It's welfare fraud.
Mm.
Yeah. And that was the same. I looked at the fall survey, too, because it was just about the same as it was in the fall, and it's the same issue. There were a number of people that had mentioned they feel that there's abuse and fraud in the welfare system.
Wendy, what do you attribute that to? Is that just because there's media attention on a few scandals here and there, or why would that be in the top 10 list of problems facing Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, I think there is a lot of misinformation that's sort of carried over for a long period of time. That even my students who are first year students, sort of everybody knows a story of some kind of fraud, and these are students that are not particularly involved politically. So it's definitely something that's out in the community that goes through word of mouth, but also some media attention. And I've noticed, you know, when we talk about, okay, well, what percentage of people are actually on it? What do they look like? They're always really surprised. I think there's a kind of a mythology almost about that issue. Mm-hmm. But I think also when times are tough, you know, people feel like things should be fair. And if people are struggling who are trying to work and make ends meet, you have this sort of reaction, and you know, somewhat natural reaction to say, hey, people are getting stuff for free and that's not fair, even though, you know, there's obviously more to it than that, but that's sort of a natural reaction of people in difficult times.
Number seven on the list, drug and alcohol abuse, which has been there on our list before, but there have been certainly stories in the news about especially the heroin abuse problem in Wisconsin and legislative efforts to try to tackle that, and always our number one ranking for binge drinking or drunk driving issues in Wisconsin. So I guess that's no surprise that that's on the list.
Right. Yeah, and that has increased, as you say. This is the first time that I've seen. We usually see a couple of people talk about alcohol abuse, but we haven't seen drug abuse in a while. So it's sort of coming back. And I think one of the things too is that, you know, as the economy, people's perception of that the economy is. Some people think it is actually getting better, and certainly in some places, maybe regionally, it's different, but. You know, that then allows for other issues to come up because we are just asking what is the most important problem.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And our caller had mentioned that health care was one of her big issues, but she didn't go into detail as to what she thought the problem was exactly. But health care number eight on our list of the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin, according to the survey. And what exactly is that healthcare concern?
Most people in this talked about lack of access. There were some concerns about the cutting back of Badger Care. Sort of general things. They just said healthcare, or they said the costs are too high. When we asked about the most important problem facing the country, we saw a lot more healthcare. That came in at actually the number four issue.
From people who were anti-Affordable Care Act?
Actually, it was quite split in between people who, I mean, there were definitely people that you could just tell from, you know, our the workers actually just type in exactly what the people say. And so sometimes you can almost feel the intensity of what people are saying, and you can definitely see that some people are angry. And one of the things that was interesting that came up in that was, you know, now that the individual mandate has come up, there were a number of people that said, you know, how am I supposed to afford medical care when, you know, I either don't have a job or I have a very low-paying job and I can't afford it. So that was new for obvious reasons because of the mandate. And then we had a bunch of people who just sort of generally said, I don't like Obamacare. But then there were a lot of people who just said they felt that costs are still too high, that we need to resolve healthcare issues as a whole. One person even said that that Obamacare doesn't go far enough.
Well, we will. I know that we were intending on talking more about the most important problem facing the nation coming up this afternoon on Central Time, so I believe there will be more information on the problems we think are most important in the nation coming up this afternoon. Rounding out our top 10 list for the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin, number 9, income inequality showed up, and we talked about that briefly in our first half hour, and number 10, the environment. So what about you? What do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? And which candidate for governor do you think would do a better job handling that issue? The questions that we are posing to you this hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 9th, we are releasing the results of the Wisconsin survey from Wisconsin Public Radio and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We poll Wisconsin citizens every spring and every fall, and then we talk about those issues with you. During this hour, we are talking about our results of the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin and the race for governor. We will have our two guests in our big question segment talking more about the candidates' stances on issues. But we are talking a little bit about the results during this hour in the race for governor as well. And for those of you just joining us, our survey found that Scott Walker has a lead, a substantial lead, over Mary Burke, according to our survey. We asked, if the election for governor in Wisconsin were held today, for whom would you be most likely to vote, Republican Scott Walker or Democrat Mary Burke? And 55% of you in the survey said Scott Walker, 40% said Mary Burke, 5% said you were not sure. And again, we'll talk more about the governor's race coming up after 7 o'clock. With Wendy Scattergood is our guest, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, Associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And let's go back to the phones. Nick in Waukesha is with us. Hello, Nick.
Hello. I just was commenting on, you guys were having a conversation about there being a welfare fraud is one of the things that came up, which was kind of unusual, but it doesn't surprise me because I feel that the reason why that is coming up is because Walker's done a really good job of really painting a picture about welfare and about people receiving any assistance, that, you know, there's a lot of misperceptions about that. And Walker's did a really good job playing into people's fears about that. And I just wanted to point out, I'm somebody with a college degree, and I work hard, and, you know, I went through a little rough patch, and so I did need to be on welfare, or I did need to have Badger Care. And it's kind of ridiculous that the cost of living has pretty much gone up in this state, and, you know, the bottom line is wages have not. I mean, I'm making the same wages my parents made, you know, 20 years ago. So, you know, what Walker did is he raised the poverty guidelines in Wisconsin. So basically, you know, there's a lot of people working hard on jobs in addition are receiving welfare, or in addition are receiving Badger Care, because just the cost of living is so high. And he's taking all these things away from individuals who are in that middle to lower income bracket. So I think the bottom line is he's done a good job of painting that picture where people think, well, oh, everybody's feeding off the system, and you know, we're all just getting a handout. In reality, he's just taking all these things away and trying to push everybody into low-paying jobs. And
Nick,
thank
you very much, and I'm sorry for what you've had to go through. But Wendy, talk some about that the statement Nick made that Scott Walker has done a good job, you know, painting welfare recipients as, I guess, you're feeding off the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, I think, you know, that's something that people are very susceptible to, a message that really resonates with people when they themselves are struggling and working and those kinds of things. It's not a particularly new issue. I mean, over the last couple years prior to this, it wasn't as much on the radar screen, but 3% and 4% is pretty normal. And then if you look way back when Dave Wege started doing this survey in the early 90s. I mean, welfare issues at 21%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to much more salient at that point than it is now.
Let's go to Bobby in Eau Claire. Hello, Bobby.
Hi. I probably would say that one of the issues that's fallen off the radar is equal rights for the LGBT community in Wisconsin. I feel that I would probably support Mary Burke currently for her stance on that, and I think that that should be brought up to the forefront. If it's not in the top 10 right now, we should really talk about the law in place that is overall an issue that is inequality on the books, and we should really deal with that issue.
Thank you very much, Bobby. We did ask about that constitutional amendment that voters passed in 2006. Wendy, give us a preview of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we asked whether they favored keeping that amendment, which defines marriage as only between one man and one woman. And 52% say they favor that amendment. But then we ask a second question, which says, do you favor or oppose policies that would grant legal protections for same-sex couples, such as hospital visitation, family leave, end-of-life decisions? And 77% of people favor those legal protections for same-sex couples. And that's across the board, really, for party identification, having majorities on the civil, what we call civil unions. It's I think when we use that term marriage, and particularly the way that the amendment was framed, there still is that sort of reaction about, you know, with religious identification.
Yeah, and the amendment actually, by defining marriages between a man and a woman, bans same-sex marriage, but it also says that the state will not recognize any institution that's similar to marriage. So that, in essence, it bans civil unions.
Right. That's actually, it's one of the most restrictive amendments of any of the states that currently have bans.
Yeah. So our poll says that people back civil unions, but still a slight majority also back defining marriages only between a man and a woman.
Right.
Yeah. Don in Superior. Hello, Don.
Good morning. I'd like to address the fact that I think the moral values of people in this state have diminished to the point where it seems like just about anything goes to a lot of people these days. I mean, if they feel that it's something that affects them, then they just say, I want it to be this way, because our governor can basically pass laws and tell people how to do things that have never been done before. I mean, it seems like we have lost our democracy. We have lost the fact that the majority of the people no longer rule.
Yeah, and Don, I'm sorry we don't have any more time. Don, I thought Don was going to bring up gerrymandering or redistricting as his issue. Did that show up on the radar?
It didn't, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have only about a minute or so to go, Wendy. I know we will be talking to you on Central Time, and we'll be talking to you again on Friday from 7 until 8, we're going to be talking about polarization in Wisconsin. And tell us, you're going to be writing a book on Wisconsin politics and polarization.
Yeah, it's a long-term project. It'll be going through the 2016 election, so it's going to be a while. I'm right at the beginning of it. And what we're going to focus on for right now is really looking at those independents and who are they and why does that make us a battleground state.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will we'll talk to you again on Friday. Thanks for being with us. Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and Associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Stay tuned for our big question on the race for governor in Wisconsin. If the election were to be held today, would you vote for Scott Walker or Mary Burke, and why? That's what we'll be discussing in our big question segment coming up after 7 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.